You know, Donald Trump picked up 38% of the Latino vote. We were talking about that before the break. Latino vote, 38% went to Donald Trump, which was up dramatically from 2016. That should have been enough to get him over the top, and maybe it didn't, maybe it didn't. But here we are. We'll sort it out in 2022 November. Several states have cleaned up the way they do voting. Mass mail-in balloting has been stopped in certain places, important places like Wisconsin and Georgia. So we've got some things in our favor going forward, but a lot to overcome still. And the way we overcome that, of course, is to turn out in great volume and vote November 2022 in person. That's my recommendation, to vote in person if possible. If you can't, I understand. But the way I look at it, the longer they have the ballot in their hand, yours, theirs, anyone's, the longer they can monkey around. When you put a massive surge of ballots in on Election Day, you overwhelm any room for tomfoolery, frankly. I have stronger words, but it's a family program, and it's early, you know. But I want to continue from where we were, because the Latino voters have fled the Democrat Party in big numbers by 2020. Those numbers have become monumental. Talk about the storm of the century. The storm of the century for Democrats is that Hispanic voters are fleeing their party in unprecedented numbers. And though the economy is clearly the number one issue facing people today, it is something that Feeble Joe still doesn't seem to grasp very well. And he continues to get things wrong about it daily, like the price of gasoline, which, of course, is running again. In fact, it jumped back to $4.19 where I live yesterday. It was at 380-something. It jumped to 419 in just the last day. It's kind of shocking, frankly. Joe Biden was once again confused, telling folks that gas is below $3 a gallon. Like I said, where I live, it's 419. Listen to him flounder about through different facts about the economy just yesterday. Listen.
Good. What's inflation? Inflation is, at the end of the month, you have less money from your paycheck or more money from your paycheck. I mean, the way that people... That's how it's calculated by the vast majority of American people. Like many of you, I grew up in a family where when the price of gasoline went up, it was a conversation at the breakfast table. It was a conversation to take for real. With the price of gas down $1.30 since the beginning of the summer, in some few states, it's below $3.
He says gas is below $3, not anywhere in the country. Is it below $3? In fact, the current average around the country is $3.74 and climbing fast. My state, Michigan, has jumped to $4.12 for the statewide average. Illinois back over $4 at $4.06. Several states now heading back over $4. Montana's close. Arizona at $4.18. Utah $4.19. Nevada $5.12. Idaho $4.42. Oregon, $5.14. Washington, $5.02. California, $5.88. They're headed back over $6. Alaska and Hawaii are expensive, too, as you would expect. Some of the cheapest gas in the country continues to be Kentucky, where I visited this past weekend. Man, the gas was cheap there. I paid $3.18. That's not going to last, is it? So it's the economy first and foremost. But if the Democrats think the culture wars, if they think the culture wars will be their saving grace, I think they may be surprised by what happens there, too. You see, a lot of Americans, millions, just don't embrace or buy what they're selling there either. I want you to hear the lieutenant governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson, talking about transgenderism being pushed on kids, being pushed in schools, being pushed on our American culture relentlessly by those on the left. He had something to say about it, quite a lot to say about it, actually. Listen to this.
You can go to the doctor and get cut up. You can go down to the dress shop and get made up. You can go down there and get drugged up. But at the end of the day, you were just a drugged up, dressed up, made up, cut up man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you, that DNA. You can't transcend God's creation. I don't care how hard you try. The transgender movement in this country, if there's a movement in this country that is demonic and that is full of the spirit of Antichrist, it is the transgender movement.
You see, and he's not afraid to say that, obviously from the pulpit in church. Mark Robinson is a conservative, an outspoken conservative, a Christian, a man that believes in faith, family, and country, who also happens to be black. And he's not alone in his black community and black conservatism. It's a growing movement as well. As we see this flood of Latinos to the Republican side of the aisle, to the conservative point of view. And I go back to what that man said a moment ago. We've always been conservative. They just never paid attention. Well, I look at Mark Robinson and some of these other communities. They've also been conservative, always. Nobody paid attention. They should have, because for the Democrats, it's going to cost you, for sure. Before I hit this next break, how about we talk a little bit about your health? My Pure Health Solutions, I did it years ago, lost 40 pounds. Changed my life, really. I never really thought I was very heavy, and then I lost 40 pounds. I thought, wow, I feel just better. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com, and you'll find a way to lose weight, take the strain off your joints, feel better. Just feel better. You know, Thanksgiving's not that far away. Maybe you want to look better for everybody. And everybody, hey, man, you look great. Maybe you want to feel that way. A self-esteem boost. Go to GruberHealth.com, find out more. You want to lose weight? Take a shortcut away from the graveyard for a while, then check it out, GruberHealth.com. I'll be right back.